Unit 33, Ability and Experience. Get the hang of. To learn how to do, to gain an understanding of. Also, get a feel for. Have a knack for. To have special talent or ability for. Usage note, the adjective real is often used. Be right up one's alley. To be a suitable activity for someone. Be cut out for. To have the needed skill or ability for. Also, be cut out to be. Have what it takes. Usage note, these idioms are often used in the negative. Know like the back of one's hand. To know very well, to have much experience. Also, have something down pat. Grammar usage notes. Both idioms are separable. They are used when someone is very familiar with a certain route or procedure. Lose one's touch. To fail at what one used to do well. Be all thumbs. To be very awkward or clumsy. Also, be born with two left feet. Wet behind the ears. Inexperienced, immature. Usage note, this idiom is often used with the adverb still. Have a green thumb. To be good at gardening. Unit 34, Effort and Laziness. Go all out. To make maximum effort, also give it one's all. Burn the candle at both ends. To work hard day and night. Burn the midnight oil. To work hard through the night. Also, pull an all-nighter. Keep up. To continue doing well. Grammar usage notes, this idiom is separable. It is often followed by good work. Get around to gradually accomplish or begin work on. Grammar usage notes, this idiom is often followed by the pronoun it or a gerund, verb plus ing. It indicates that somebody is being lazy or slow to act. Drag one's feet. To be slow, to move or act. Usage note, this idiom indicates a lack of desire to do something. Lift a finger. Not to make any effort at all, not to bother to help. Usage note, this idiom is usually used in negative sense when someone doesn't act to assist another person. Half-hearted. Unenthusiastic, rather uninterested. Grammar note, this adjective form is sometimes used as an adverb ending in ly. Take the bull by the horns. To finally do something that one has delayed doing for a long time, to stop being lazy and accomplish something. Unit 35, Difficulty and Ease. Run into trouble. To face difficulty, to encounter problems. Also, hit a snag. Usage note, the adjectives unexpected or unforeseen can be used. Be up against. To face as a difficulty or obstacle. Grammar usage notes, while having the same basic meaning as the previous entries, be up against requires an object that names the difficulty or obstacle. In a jam. In a difficult or embarrassing situation. Also, in a bind. In hot water. Usage note. The adjective real is often added. In hot water is used when someone faces bad consequences for their actions. In dire straits. In a very difficult or terrible situation. Also, up a creek without a paddle. between a rock and a hard place. Be in over one's head. To be unprepared or unable to handle a situation. Also, bite off more than one can chew. Grammar note, the main entry can be made plural. The term way can be added before over and more. Open a can of worms. To cause problems that previously didn't exist, to change matters that were thought to be under control. Usage note, this idiom often involves the unfortunate mention of a sensitive topic. Ups and downs, good and bad times, difficulties. Grammar usage notes, this idiom includes both good and bad periods of life, but it is used mostly during the bad times. It is often preceded by a possessive pronoun. Without a hitch. Successfully, without difficulty. Usage note. This expression is often used with the idioms to come off or to go off, both meaning to happen. Be a piece of cake, to be very easy. Usage note. This idiom can also be used in an exclamation starting with what? No-brainer. Something that is simple and uncomplicated. Unit 36, Remembering and Forgetting. Look back on. To remember parts of one's past life. Hold on to keep, to maintain. Usage note, this idiom is often used with the nouns thought, feeling, and memory. Keep in mind, to make an effort to remember. Also, bear in mind. Learn something by heart, to memorize. On the tip of one's tongue, close to being remembered or said. Usage note, this idiom is used when someone has momentary difficulty remembering something, such as a name or number. Pop into one's head, to suddenly remember or think of. Fade away, to disappear slowly as time passes. Slip one's mind, to be forgotten, not to be able to remember at the moment. Also, draw a blank. Grammar usage notes. Draw a blank requires that the subject be the person who forgets, while slip one's mind requires that the possessive adjective one's refers to the person who forgets. The adverb completely can be used with slip one's mind, while the adjective complete is used with draw a blank. Not cry over spilt milk. Not to continue to think about things that have already happened and can't be changed. Forgive and forget. To finally decide to forget someone's past mistake. Unit 37, Finding and Locating. Be after, to be trying to find to pursue, also go after. Run across, to find something accidentally or unexpectedly, also come across. Come by, to obtain, to get. Look into, to investigate, also check into. Find out, to learn or determine, to gain knowledge of. Come up with, to discover, to invent, to suggest, also think up. Look up, to find information about. Grammar usage notes. This idiom is separable and is generally used for information that is readily available in written form. Read up on. To read about or research in detail. Go over, to read, to review, to study. Also, look over, read over. Grammar note, the alternate forms are separable when a pronoun is used. Turn up, to be found, to appear after being lost or misplaced. Unit 38, Understanding. Get it, to understand. Usage note, this idiom is often used when someone requires time to understand. Catch on, to understand, to be a quick learner. Figure out, to find an answer to solve, to understand. Also, make sense of. Grammar usage notes, figure out is separable and can also be used for trying to understand a person's character. See someone's point, to understand someone's opinion or thought. Also, catch one's drift. Get the message, to finally understand the consequences of a situation or action. Also, see the writing on the wall. Not make head or tail of, not to be able to understand at all. Grammar usage notes, this idiom is always used with can or could. The nouns head and tail are often made plural. Be beyond, not to be understood by someone. Also, go right over someone's head. Usage note, the subject of these expressions is the idea or situation that cannot be understood by someone. Be Greek to, not to be understood by someone. Grammar usage note, this expression is similar to the preceding entry, except that the reason for not understanding is usually the technical or obscure nature of the topic. Go in one ear and out the other. Not to be understood due to lack of interest. Get wrong, to misunderstand. Related idiom, get backwards, to understand the opposite. Grammar usage notes, these expressions must be separated. The object is the person or thing that is misunderstood. Unit 39, Informing and Reporting. Fill in on, to inform. Also, bring up to date. Grammar note, these idioms must be separated so that the object follows the verb. Keep posted, to keep informed. Grammar note, an object follows the verb except in passive form. Spread the word, to distribute or send information. Also, put the word out. Catch up on, to become informed about the current affairs of others. Usage note, this idiom is used when exchanging information about family and friends. Keep up on, to maintain knowledge of, to have information on. Also, keep up with. What's the scoop? What's the latest information? What's happening? Fill out, to provide in writing the required information. Also, fill in. Grammar usage notes. These idioms are separable. Fill out refers to an entire form, while fill in refers to the individual blanks on a form. First hand, directly from the original information source. Also, straight from the horse's mouth. Related idiom, second hand, not from the original information source. Break the news, to reveal new information. Hot off the press, just published or released to the public. Unit 40, Discussing and Interrupting. Bring up, to mention, to introduce a topic, also come up. Grammar usage notes. Bring up is separable, and the subject is the person who mentions an idea. The subject of come up is the idea itself. Speak up, to express one's opinion. Raise a question, to inquire, to ask a question. Grammar note, the and another can be substituted for a. Go into, to discuss in detail, to cover thoroughly. Touch on, to discuss briefly or superficially. Kick around to discuss casually. Grammar usage notes. The idiom is separable. It is used to discuss matters for which there is no urgent need for a decision. Cover ground. To cover much information to discuss many details. Usage note. Expressions as too much and a lot of can be added. Go off on a tangent. To discuss something not directly related to the main topic. Break in, to interrupt. Also, cut in. Related idiom, cut off. To refuse to allow someone to continue. Usage note, cut off is separable. Get a word in edgewise, to force one's way into a discussion. Usage note, this idiom is used when people try to express themselves while others are busy talking or arguing. It is often used in the negative. Unit 41, Happiness and Sadness. Be all smiles, to be very happy. Be in seventh heaven, to be extremely happy. Also be floating on cloud nine. Be sitting on top of the world. Usage note, these idioms convey the idea of almost magical happiness. Grin from ear to ear, to smile broadly. Grammar note, this expression is often used in a continuous verb form. Make one's day, to make someone very happy. Usage note, this idiom is usually used with the possessive adjective my. Happy camper, someone who is happy or satisfied with the situation. Usage note, this expression is often used in the negative to express dissatisfaction with the situation. Be down, to be unhappy, also feel down. Related idiom, bring down, to make someone feel unhappy. Feel blue, to feel sad, to feel depressed. Also, be down in the dumps. Have on a long face, not to smile, to show one's unhappiness. Usage note, when on is not used, the adverb such is usually added. Be a tearjerker, to be a source of sadness, to show a very sad situation. Grammar usage notes. In some dictionaries, tearjerker is spelled as one word. The word real is often added before it. Lift one's spirits, to make someone feel better.